Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers, and all children of God who attend the worship online, this is the 14th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I introduced a few of the archangels to you. I've told about archangels Gabriel and Michael, also an archangels in charge of the finance and another in charge of the construction. I also told you that there are angels that receive the incense of your prayers, and now I'm going to give you more explanation about that. Revelation chapter 8, 3, 4 says, "And another angels came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him, that he might add it to the prayer of the saints upon a golden altar, which was before the throne." Let's say all of you gather for the Daniel prayer meeting. Each of you have an angel that puts the aroma of your prayer into a vessel. This vessel looks like a flower basin. Its shape is broad based and low in the depth. By the way, the thickness and the density of the aroma of each person is different. If it's a prayer of a love from the depth of your heart, in perfect faith, the aroma is thick and dense. There's difference of a prayer thickness depending on whether you are a whole spiritual person or a fleshly person. However, the prayer of one who still hasn't cast off much flesh is thin and faint. That's why the size of each of the vessels, the angel receiving the incense is different. The thick and the dense aroma of a prayer should be put into the big vessel, but the thin and the faint aroma into a small vessel. The aroma of a prayer that all these angels receive is put into the golden censer on the upper altar. Usually, there are two golden censers, one on each of the upper altar, but it's time there's only one. Then a higher rank, the angels take this golden censer into the air and hands them over to an even higher rank, the angel. The angel who receive it in between passes in on to the angel in charge of the prayer. Then this archangel in charge of the brings the golden altar before the throne of God. In this way, angels work in order according to various levels. I'm now talking about the order in way how to deliver the prayers. Prayers do not go up vaguely, but are placed in the golden censer before the Father's throne through the process. However, even if you pray, there are times when the incense does not rise. If it happens to you, your prayers are useless. That's when you pray for your own desires or when you pray with a sin in your mind. Psalm chapter 66, 18 also says, If I cherish iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not listen. If you pray while hating someone, God will not listen to your prayers. Likewise, prayers within a sinful nature have no sin at all. Therefore, the sin of your prayer must be worthy before God. So before we pray, we look back on the day, and if there's anything to repent of, we repent and then pray. If you got irritated or lied, you must repent of it and then pray for giving thanks to God. By the way, chances are that the aroma of a sudden prayer may not go up. In addition, the golden censer itself has a function of the measuring the aroma of a prayer. In a rice mill, you can find the machine that separates the stones out of a rice. Likewise, the golden censer itself has a function of the rejecting the aroma of a prayer that is not proper. Therefore, I hope that believers will receive the many answers and the blessing by offering sincere prayer with the faith and the love, dear brothers and sisters. Now, I'm going to tell you names and the roles of the three archangels that are directly under supervision of God. When God names these three archangels, He puts special meanings in the name. God made the whole spiritual realm understand what these three archangels are from their names. Now, what are the names of the three archangels? First of all, God uses the word Lucy as a prefix to the names of the three archangels, and He added the fur, R, L, respectively, and named them Lucifer, Lucia, and Luciel. In heaven, however, the name of the three archangels are not sounded as you may pronounce them now. They are just translated into the language of the earth so that we can understand. Lucy means light. It means that the three archangels especially belongs to God the Trinity, who is the light itself. And so, among the countless number of the angels, God uses Lucy only for these three archangels' names. From the names of these three archangels, we can understand what their roles are in heaven. Their names imply that they are beings serving God in the closest to God. They gave off the soft sweet and the feminine essence, and they could share their hearts with God and talk with God. They could move the heart of God and share love with Him. God reveals from their names that they serve God in close distance and receive a special love from God. Now, how did the three archangels serve God the Trinity? If you can imagine how Mary Magdalene served Jesus, you can also understand how they served. Mary Magdalene understood the heart of the Lord and served Him with the utmost love and the perfect obedience. Even if no one recognized her service, she didn't feel mistreated. She found full happiness in serving the Lord. Likewise, the three archangels also served God the Trinity and gave joy and happiness to Him. And so, God the Father gave them special names. God gave them equally the appellation, the morning star. That's why the plural form, the morning stars, was used in the Job chapter 38:7. Of course, the morning stars in the verse refers only to Lucia and Luciel. Lucifer is excluded. I will tell you the reason later, but you may figure it out while listening to this lecture. You may be reminded of this Lord if you hear the morning star, and I will also come to this later. At dawn, the morning star is the most beautifully shining of stars. God reveals once again that the three archangels were very lovely and special beings to God, the Trinity, like a morning star. These appellations of morning star can be compared to the model or order of a merit in this world. A medal is awarded to the person who has made great contributions to the country. Likewise, the fact that they were given the appellation, the morning star shows how great their dignity and authority was. In fact, the three archangels were in very high position in the spiritual realm, and they also had a great authority. By the way, there were ranks among the three archangels as well. God set the Lucifer on the highest. The reason was that Lucifer served God the Father in the particular among the God the Trinity. The next was Lucia, who served God the Son. And the last was Luciel, who served God the Holy Spirit. Likewise, that there were ranks among the three archangels. Well, even though there were ranks, that they didn't have a relationship of giving and obeying orders. Since there was such an order, they could serve each other and respect each other. God gave humanity only to these three archangels among all the angels. All the three angels had a truly soft, good, and beautiful hearts. Their words were full of a good fragrance, and they were elegant. They had nothing short or the slightest error in serving God. However, these three archangels are a little bit different in characteristics. Lucifer is much stronger in heart than the other two archangels. The heart of the Lucia and the Luciel is softer and gentler. Luciel is the most tender-hearted, so she is easily touched and shed tears quite often. You may be wondering whether an angel can shed tears. Since the three archangels have a humanity, they can feel the sorrow, pain, and the joy. Unlike Lucifer, Lucia and Luciel are tender-hearted and share similar characteristics, and so they have a deep connection. When Luciel feels sad shedding tears, Lucia comforts Luciel. These two archangels understand each other, and they open their hearts to talk to each other. Among the three, Lucifer served God the Father and was greatly loved. Lucifer's main duty was to serve God the Father, but Lucifer was also in charge of music. Lucifer praised God with a beautiful voice and various instruments and glorified God. Lucifer also pleased the heart of God the Father with a sweet conversation. This time, I'd like to share a poem of a praise that Lucifer gave to God the Father. Mysterious is the light that has existed from the beginning. He has shined an original light on the things and unfolded His providence. He hovered and planned His plan. He separated His sons and created beautiful angels to accomplish His desire. His name alone is high, and His glory is outstanding in heavens and the earth. He is worthy to receive the praises, and He dwells in His glorious name among the praises. As He received the praises, His grace is overflowing. He is outstanding over all things. He searches all hearts in His dignity. He was alone the original, but He loved us to divine His light and to outstretch His love. Praise Him, praise His holy name, and praise His beauty. With these thin lips and with the words of the one who received the love of Father, praise His name. Praise my Lord who receives the praises and the rejoices. The one who exists of Himself, He alone thought of all things and created this beautiful world He had in His heart. Beautiful is His grace that let us praise His holy names as He unrolls all things to us like this. He is worthy to receive the praise. He is the mysterious light. There's no end in His greatness and brightness. It's more than sufficient to shake the whole heaven. The providence of God the Father and the plan of the Lord are forever. Gloriously majestic, gloriously majestic. Everything in Him is gloriously majestic. This praises was dedicated to God the Father, who is the Creator and the Master and the origin of life, and who alone worthy to receive the praises. Lucifer's praise like this flowed from the front of God's throne, and it spread throughout the whole spiritual world. Archangel Lucifer always praised God the Father with such a beautiful words like this. Lucifer played the harp and praised God the Holy Father with a clean, clear, and a beautiful voice. God the Father was truly pleased with Lucifer's praises, and He loved Lucifer so much. However, as Lucifer received such an utmost love of God, she gradually became arrogant in heart. As Gil chapter 28, 13 to 15 talks about such a Lucifer likening to the king of Tyre, the words of the Bible may contain the double or something triple meanings. It says, "You were in Eden and the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the ruby, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the lapis lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald, and the gold, and the workmanship of your setting and the sockets was in you. On the day that you were created, they were prepared." It tells us that Lucifer was created to praise God the Father with the various instruments. "You were in the anointed cherubs who covers, and I placed you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walk in the midst of the stone of fire. It calls Lucifer the anointed cherub. I will tell you later why it called Lucifer was an archangel as a cherub when I got to cherubim. You were blameless in your way from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you." It means that Lucifer walked in the perfect path at first, but later her heart became so corrupted. Lucifer became the arrogant in heart and finally planned to betray God. And there was a moment for Lucifer to put the plan into the actual practice. It was the moment that when she was called a morning star, when God the Father gave Lucifer the nickname, Lucifer started to reveal the arrogance that she had piled up the little by little. By the way, I said the nickname, the morning star, was given not only to the Lucifer, but also to the Lucia and the Luciel. The three archangels were equally given the glorious nickname, but Lucifer alone became the arrogant. Lucia and the Luciel were more humble. The reason was that the name, the morning star, was originally given to the God the Son, who is one with God the Father. In Revelation chapter 22, 16, the Lord says, "I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star." The morning star, Venus, is the star that shines most brightly in the sky at dawn. As the morning star rises, the darkness soon goes away as the brightness of the day comes on the earth. Likewise, the fact that God the Son came to the earth as Jesus is especially the same as the bright light coming unto this dark world. For this John chapter 1, 9 says about our Jesus, "There was a true light which coming into the world enlightens every man." Jesus came to this earth as a true light. He completed the providence of the cross, and He became the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lords. God the Father foreknew that God the Son would play such an important role in the history of the human cultivation, and so gave Him the nickname, the Morning Star. Of course, the time when God gave the The nickname to the Lord was before Phinehas was created. Of course, in terms of time, it was a long time ago. Along with Phinehas, the morning star, the entire solar system was created on the first day of the creation. God the Father knew that Phinehas would be a most brightly shining object in the sky at dawn. And so, among the many stars, God gave the nickname to God the Son after the name of the Phinehas, the morning star. Even people of the world may call someone the rising star. It's the expression when someone who was not previously recognized is brought into the sudden prominence by showing special ability. Likewise, the morning star is the most glorious nickname that was originally given to the God the Son, who is the one with the God the region. Moreover, it's the nickname implying that God the Son would play the important role in the history of a human cultivation. Such a glorious nickname was given to the three archangels. I said that God gave the names to the morning stars to the three archangels to show that they were special beings especially loved by the God. Yet this level of the glory was different from what when God the Son was given the name. Nevertheless, Lucia and Luciel were humbler than any time as they were given that same nickname that was given to God the Son. However, Lucifer was different. Lucifer thought he was now equal to the Son of God, and it made the arrogance in her heart to grow stronger. When people are praised, they react differently. Some feel overwhelmed and appreciative, and they try the harder to become worthy of receiving such a praise. On the other hand, some others become arrogant in heart as they are praised. They speak and behave belittling and looking down on others. People's hearts are different like this. Lucifer fell into the latter categories, becoming arrogant when receiving the praise. Dear brothers and sisters, even though Lucifer was an angel, she was treated like a son by God the Father. Isaiah chapter 14, 12 says, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. Here the star of the morning is the morning star, and it refers to the Lucifer. This verse also calls Lucifer son of the dawn. I said that Lucifer is angel in female form, but why this verse calls her son? Even though an angel is a male-like, God has never called any angel's son. It is just as Hebrews chapter 1, 5 says, For to which of the angels did he ever say, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee, and again I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me? In other words, God has never called any angels his son or said he gave birth to you. Then why is that is the Bible Isaiah called Lucifer son? There's a spiritual reason. Even in the world, some people take care of kids as their child, even though they are not his biological parents. When the child later serves and loves the people and becomes faithful, they may say, You are like a son to us. The reason God the Father gave the name, the morning star, is similar to this. What kind of a being was Lucifer to God the Father? He always walked together with God the Father and shared the love of God the Father. With the singing and the playing, she praised the glory of God. She was faithful and lovely enough to touch the heart of God the Father. Therefore, God the Father's utmost love was given to Lucifer, and she was also given both authority and dignity. God the Father treated Lucifer the equivalent of the Son. But it doesn't mean that Lucifer was an actual son of God and a male. Since Lucifer was given such a great authority and the dignity which could be compared to that of the Son of God, she was called the Son. Then why was she not called just the Son but the Son of the Dawn? Here, the dawn means to revive all things, to shine on all things, and to become hope for all things. God the Father wanted to Lucifer to play a role like this. Therefore, Son of the Dawn was such a glorious name. To God the Father, Lucifer was such a precious thing, and she was treated like a son. However, when she was given another name, the Morning Star, that was originally given to the God the Son, arrogance and hurt finally came out. Such arrogant hurt of the Lucifer is well recorded in the Isaiah chapter 14, 12 to 14. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of a morning, son of a dawn. You've been cut down to the earth. You have weakened the nations, but you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the star of a God, and I will sit on the mount of the assembly in recess of the north. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. In the end, Lucifer rebelled against God to become a lift more highly than God. One question may arise here. Why did God the Father, who omnipotent, give Lucifer such a great love and glory, even though he would knew previously that she would become arrogant? This is contained deep within the love and the justice of a Father God. God the Father treated Lucifer like a son and gave her the name, the Morning Star, within His justice. God the Father says, I love those who love me. Even on this earth, if you love God the first, you are loved by God. If you love God extremely much, you will see that He will grant you whatever you desire and pray for. At the time, Lucifer was worthy to receive such a great love of Father God. If someone is worthy to receive the reward but not receive it, then it is against this law of justice. God the Father is love itself, and so even when we give a little joy to God, He repays us with a greater blessing. Lucifer always gave joy and happiness to God the Father. Therefore, it was natural that God the Father gave a great love and glory to Lucifer. However, the matter is Lucifer's free will, whether she would be arrogant or humble. She had a free will because she was given humanity. On the other side, Lucia and Luciel were equally given the same glorious name. They were never changed. Our Jesus also loved the Judas Iscariot till the end. Even though Jesus knew that Judas Iscariot was one who would betray him, he even entrusted him money box to Judas Iscariot and loved him until the end. Likewise, God the Father also knew that Lucifer would become arrogant and betray God, wanting to be lifted up the higher than God. Despite the fact, he treated Lucifer as a son, naming her the Morning Star. From this, we can feel the deep love of Father God. In addition, there is another deep thought of God the Father here. Let me give you an example here. Referring to someone who is a superb and a popular player or entertainer, we call such a man a superstar. If an athlete wants to be a superstar, he has to defeat someone who is at the same level of the superstar. I explained that God the Father gave the special name, the Morning Star, to God the Son because he knew God the Son would play a very important role in the history of a human cultivation. And God the Father also knew that Lucifer would challenge him. That's why God the Father gave Lucifer the precious name too. God the Father gave Lucifer an opportunity to challenge God the Son, who is the true morning star during the human cultivation. To make it set in the justice, there must be a world of the evil and the darkness, which is against that of the goodness and the light. In other words, there must be relativity, such as a light, darkness, evil, and good in a human cultivation. God the Father allowed Lucifer to stand as the head of the evil spirits against God during the period of the human cultivation. Unlike the heart of God the Father, who wants to save us just one more soul, Lucifer tries to drag just one more soul to hell. The role of a Lucifer is evil like this, but it's definitely necessary for the true human cultivation. In this sense, without the Lucifer, true human cultivation cannot take place as explained in the message of a cross. If there were no Lucifer and all evil and the first people entered heaven, could heaven have been a world of the light, a world of the love, and a beautiful world? Even if you think about it, such a heaven would be terrible. This world is so evil right now. But if we all lived in the heaven together with all the most evil people in history, heaven cannot be said to be a world of light without any darkness at all. Therefore, God cultivates humanity through the Lucifer and separates the chaff from the wheat. He gathers the wheat and brings it to the heaven, but he gathers the chaff and burns it into the fire, throwing them into the hell. Everyone, would you like to become a wheat or to be chaff? If you overcome evil, you will become a wheat. If you abandon untruth and change your heart into spread through the truth, spread love, goodness, gentleness, and the virtue, you will all become grain and enter heaven. God the Father knew that Lucifer would play such an important role in the human cultivation and gave Lucifer the special name, the Morning Star. Since Lucifer couldn't manage the rebellion alone, however, Lucifer started to gather cherubim serving near God. This is why you should know about cherubim. As the opponent is strong, the one who rebels is gathering and uniting as many surrounding forces as possible. The one cannot accomplish it alone. In the next lecture, I will explain about this cherubim, and I'll also tell you how Lucifer devised the rebellions in great detail. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you about the three archangels who were under the direct supervision of God. Especially, I explained in detail about Lucifer, who was loved so much by the Father God. Lucifer used to be treated as a son by the God the Father and received God's great love. She now becomes the head of an evil spirit. God the Father loved Lucifer so much that He gave her free will and allowed her to enjoy the great authority and the glory. That's why God assigned one-third of the angels in heaven under her command. That means that she had a tremendous power. God didn't create her to betray. She became proud and rebelled against God of her own free will. The same goes for Judas Iscariot. God didn't intend to make him betray Jesus, saying, "Hey, you sell him, then the providence will be done," just through his own evil at the instigation of Satan. He betrayed our Lord. This also applies to you. If you do not circumcise your heart, it is of no use. No matter how long you believe of your faith life, or 5, 10, 20, or 30 years, you must continue to cleanse your heart until you reach the salvation. That's why evil must always be eliminated from the heart. You have to cut off everything you love from the world, one by one. If you love this world, as God said, there's no love towards God within you. So if you love God, you must stop loving the world. And this means that you must change your mind to go to the Spirit. That's proof of your love for God. However, in her free will, Lucifer became the arrogant in heart and ended up standing against God. If Lucifer had had a humble heart like Lucia and Lucille, she would be enjoying great glory nearby the God the Father. You should learn a lesson from this. With a free will given to you, what do you think and what are you feeling every moment? All are up to you. That is, on your free will. Whether you will be blessed or cursed, whether you will go the path of salvation or not, is all determined by your free will. In history, there are many people who themselves plan rebellions and participate in the rebellions, leading to their own destruction. They said that they did it for the country, or they rebelled against the king because he was a tyrant. But most of their results were disasters. It even had a negative impact on the lives of their descendants. If they sincerely had rebelled for the country, they should have returned to their position after the work was over. But most of them became kings or rulers themselves, wielding their power as they wanted. They claimed they started the revolt because they loved the country and the people, but after taking power, they only cared for their own interest and the greed. In the end, if you fall into evil, you will act according to your desires. However, if you really love God and believe in heaven, you will throw away such a greed and a sinful nature and make yourself a good bride on this earth in order to go to New Jerusalem. You surely know what kind of a heart, thought, and words, and the deeds that God truly wants. May you love God from the depth of your hearts and devote even your free will to God, the point of living the life that God truly wants you to live. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.